And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Janelle Petrosino. I am a level 2 integrative health practitioner, and I'm super excited about today's episode. I'm so glad that you're back here joining us. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that I get very, very passionate about, so I'm really excited. It's basically, we are here today to educate you and inform you and pump you up about how much power you have in your own journey. There is so much that you can start doing today at home, within your lifestyle, within your habits that can set you up for success. So when you leave today, you're going to have a full understanding of how much your lifestyle plays a role in your health and your healing journey. And while we are really lucky and blessed to have providers at our disposal to help us to find our way, what you're going to learn is that, you know, providers, doctors, practitioners, like, they're just a piece of the puzzle. They're a stepping stone in your journey. And the real magic happens behind the scenes in your day-to-day life, those small mundane things that seem meaningless, that you're like, what's the point if I do this or not? Things like your nutrition, your sleep, your stress management, what your habits are, who you surround yourself with, and what you say yes or no to. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic today. I'm actually going to start by handing it over to Dr. Brooke Morfitt today. She's going to kind of get started with that idea of just discussing how seeing a provider for a 20-minute appointment is more of a stepping stone in your journey rather than a healing approach or a band-aid approach. And she's going to kind of dive into that. So take it away, Dr. Brooke.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. I love the analogy of being a stepping stone, you know, as a provider in somebody's healing journey. To be completely honest, when people come to me, and don't get me wrong, acute injuries and things like that happen. But when people come to me and they're like, oh, you know, I'm experiencing, you know, low back pain all of a sudden, can you adjust me real quick and that 20-minute appointment be, you know, the end all be all and on with my life? I'm honest. And I'm like, no, is my goal to help you get out of that acute pain? Absolutely. But I think you kind of touched on it. Let's look into your sleeping habits. I always say, if you're not sleeping, you're not healing. So sleeping is generally number one that I focus on. I have a huge nutrition background, so nutrition is always something that I focus on as well. Loved how you added in surrounding, you know, with the, you know, the people that you're surrounding yourself with. I think stress is a huge one, and it's easy to say, oh, don't stress and you won't have pain. You know, that's not exactly realistic, but I think diving into some of those lifestyle factors are going to be the key to healing. It's not just a 20-minute appointment, whether it's in a chiropractic office, a PT office, you know, anything like that. Sure, we can help with the acute pain, but we're going to see it back in the office probably within a month if you're not, you know, adjusting some of those lifestyle habits. I love to kind of educate people. Pain is the last sign or symptom, if you will, that your body sends you. So if you all of a sudden have this acute pain, you know, besides if there was an accident or an injury, you know, something that you couldn't control, if you all of a sudden have this acute pain, your body has been trying to tell you something for a while. You just, you know, haven't been paying attention to it. So finally, your brain and body are like, okay, I'm going to be screaming at you and you will have no choice to pay attention. So I like to educate people on that because it makes you stop and think about, okay, maybe there was this one thing, you know, 4 weeks ago that I kind of just brushed off and ignored and I could address a little bit more. So I just love that education component to it.
I think too, Carly, you remind me all the time. And I remember when I think you were making some tinctures or some herbal products at the time, and you had said symptoms are messengers, not enemies to be destroyed. And I think it's really important, you know, in what Dr. Brooke was saying, like, we really have to understand that when our body is trying to get our attention, you know, the last thing we want to do is ignore all of those means of communication and then just think we can show up to an appointment, you know, 20, 30 minutes, think it's going to fix everything for us, and then, you know, take some medication and our problems are going to just dissolve. We have to look at, like, what's causing those symptoms? What environment are we creating in our everyday lifestyle and habits? And I think, you know, it's really important to understand, like, you can do all the things, but if you're not really working on regulating that nervous system, which chiropractic is a wonderful, wonderful tool for that, it's going to be very difficult in order for your body to truly heal and to support that healing process, because you can't create that internal stress. You can't create, you know, more inflammation when the body is already struggling, you know, with those things to begin with. You want to help the body heal. You want to allow your body to be more relaxed and get out of that fight flight. And in order to do that, that is a lifestyle approach. That's your day-to-day habits from the moment you wake up to when you go to bed at night. And I think our culture has really gotten away from looking at, you know, the whole picture in that way. We hyper-focus, you know, on losing weight, or we hyper-focus on, you know, the fact that we have symptoms, or we hyper-focus on the fact that we don't have energy, and we fix all of those things with energy drinks, or we fix them, you know, with just temporary fixes, and we don't really, you know, look at the whole picture and understand, hey, you know, my lifestyle, the fact that I'm, you know, staying up late every night and only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, like, that is contributing to why I don't feel good, or why I'm getting sick all the time, or the food that I'm eating, you know, isn't real food. And so I'm not really putting, you know, nutrient dense food into my body. So of course my body isn't gonna, you know, be as fueled and be as awake and have as much energy, because we're not fueling our bodies with the things that are going to make us feel good in those ways. And so we really have to take a step back and look at all of that and recognize too that, you know, going outside and taking a walk, or, you know, saying no, you know, filling your calendar up and spending more time with your family, taking more time to rest, like, those are all part of the healing process as well. And I think those are often things that are overlooked quite a bit.
Another thing that's overlooked is when people are buying products that they don't even know are bad for them because they say they're good for them. Mm-hmm. So that's also not helping anybody's case with anything. It's just making them sicker. Like you said, hyper-focusing on diet. People are eating stuff, but they're just looking at calories. They're not actually reading, you know? They need to read the list.
Yeah, I think that's why it's so important that you, the listener today that's listening to this, knows and understands that making informed decisions about who you take advice from is really important, because there are providers out there that are specialized to give you a certain type of information. And I think one of the biggest struggles that most people deal with is that these lifestyle components are not discussed in those 20-minute appointments. So our goal today is to bring awareness to this to you, and to say, okay, first and foremost, like, taking an over-the-counter medication is not going to heal you. It's going to help you with a acute symptom, like Dr. Brooke said, or it may help you ease some discomfort, but it's not going to fix the problem. And I think that the biggest lesson that you can take away from this is to, you know, when you're not feeling well, or when you are going to the doctor, when you have an array of symptoms, is to identify that there is something out of balance that needs your support. And 9 times out of 10, it does stem back to lifestyle. So you have to become an investigator and say, okay, like, I might be going to the doctor for an antibiotic or an over-the-counter medication to help me, like, temporarily, but I need to get to the bottom of what the heck is going on. And I need to take a step back and look at my lifestyle as a whole and ask myself some really important questions. Like, are the lifestyle habits that I'm currently, you know, committed to, are they aligned with my goals? Is there something that I can do better? Is there something that I can research or pick up a book to learn more about? Or is my provider aligned with my goals? Like, is your provider taking the time out of your appointment to ask you some of those underlying questions of what it is that you are doing in your lifestyle? And if the answer is no, then you may need to find a different type of provider or another provider to add to your team that is going to actually look at those underlying things. And I think we can all speak for our group here as holistic health practitioners. That's what we do, and that's why we're so passionate about this, because we literally help you to look at your life from the bigger picture and say, okay, you know, like I tell my clients all the time, it's never going to just be one thing. I'm not going to just give you a you know, my favorite supplement's going to fix you. Like, you need to look at your habits. You need to look at your nutrition. What are you putting into your body? What are the symptoms that your body's communicating to you? And let's kind of like reverse engineer and try to get to the root of why it's happening, and then come in and fix it consistently and diligently. So I think that that's like a huge part of why we want to talk to you about this today, is to bring awareness to the fact that a lot of your healing is going to happen within your own home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like Dr. Book said, you know, if you're not sleeping, you're not healing. And my husband, we were talking today, and he's like, you can talk about, you know, how I take the supplements, and, you know, he's working out and he's working on managing his stress. But one of the things that he struggles with is getting a good night's sleep and truly being able to sleep through the night without eating food. And it can get crazy over here at times, but it's like, we know, you know, if the body doesn't get rest, then the body can't repair and regenerate. And the body needs to be able to do that if we want the body to heal. We don't, you know, have to focus so much on anti-aging and biohacking if we just focus on the basics. Like, there's lots that we can do, you know, from a preventative standpoint to make sure that we are aging well and that we are, you know, being, you know, more healthy as we learn more knowledge as we get older. Like, that is so important. I always say, know better, do better, be better. But like, it's so simple when it comes to, you know, the day-to-day things. I think we overcomplicate things. I think we make things more expensive than they need to be. I think we focus on what everybody else is doing and overgeneralize things instead of looking at, you know, what's going on from a bio-individual standpoint. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, but like, something as simple as just going to the bathroom every single day, like your poop, you know, and what that says about you. And so we have to think about that. Like, is this, you know, telling me that I'm putting good things into my body, or is this telling me in the way that my stomach feels and, you know, my digestive struggles, you know, my energy levels, all the things, mood, because gut and brain are connected. Like, you know, do I feel good? And so many of us, I think, you know, we talk so much about genetics, and genetics can load the gun, but we're not looking at the bigger picture, which is the epigenetics. And that's the lifestyle and the habits and the things that we pass on from, you know, generation to generation, which is why when we learn these things, you know, it's really, really important to adjust and make those shifts. And it's possible for everyone. We just have to make it, you know, more simple, I think, than we are, because once you start to get overwhelmed, it's like, then the stress comes in. And then if you're stressed and you're, you know, back in fight flight and you're not feeling good because you're overwhelmed by it all, now you're negating all of the physical work that you're doing too. And we don't want that to be the case, you know?
People don't realize that it's all connected. Like, you're not going to eat well, you're not going to sleep well. You don't hydrate enough, you're not going to sleep well, you're not going to feel well. You know, it's just all connected.
And that you can't really, you know, you can't cut one out. You can't, you know, get 4 hours of sleep, but all of a sudden say, oh, I'm focusing on, you know, my dietary habits and, you know, my movement goals and things like that. Right. And I'm still not healing. You really can't cut it out. And I think, you know, everyone does want a quick fix. And I get it. Our lifestyles are hectic. They're busy. They're crazy. But, you know, I mean, our bodies are so smart, and you only get one of them. So you really need to, unfortunately, you do need to take a step back, listen to your body. It's smart enough to tell you what it needs, but it's going to come from more than one place. It's not just, you know, an answer from one lifestyle habit.
I try to tell my kids it's not a race. Life isn't a race. There's no reason to get to the end. Why do you want to get to the end? What's there?
It's a lifestyle. You know, it's something that you have to decide that you're committing to. And it might not happen the way that you think it will or in the amount of time. And right. I think that in our society today, there's all the hype about these fad type, you know, diets and programs and things like that, that are like, oh, drop X amount of weight as fast as you can or heal yourself in a week. Like, every single person's journey is going to look different. So I think it's so important too, that you kind of disassociate that comparison component, and just kind of realize it's you against you, and just kind of look at your life as it is right now and do ask yourself, what are the things that are not going right or not feeling good, and then visualizing the life that you want to create and understanding the difference. And that is how you kind of identify what the first step in your journey is. Like, if you realize that you're exhausted and you're fatigued and you have a stomach ache every single time you eat, well, then maybe you should get started with looking at your nutrition. Or maybe if it has something to do with your menstrual cycle, then you maybe want to zero in on hormones. Like, your body is going to tell you exactly what it needs. We just have to be quiet enough to listen and intentional enough to listen, so that we can then adhere to the lifestyle adjustments that are appropriate. And I just think it's so important to understand that quick fixes aren't like what they seem to be, because the whole point too is about changing your life and healing in a way that's sustainable.
You have to get to know your body. Like, you need, if you're not going to slow down and take the time to understand the way your body's communicating with you, like, I had someone reach out to me today and she was like, I love the happy juice, but I need something more because I need more energy. And I said to her, I go, can I ask you a question? I was like, do you know where you are in your cycle? And she was like, oh, good. Like, I'm so glad you said that. She's like, because she's like, I'm actually due to get my period soon. And I was like, so your body is trying to tell you it wants you to slow down and you need to rest more, and you aren't going to have as much energy as you come into your menstrual cycle, because your body is naturally detoxing and it's working to either, you know, create and sustain new life or go into a brand new cycle. And that takes work and it takes energy and your hormones are shifting. And so I think it's important too, you know, that we really recognize the power of changing and shifting perspective and slowing down. Because when you start to learn how your body communicates with you and like what your body needs, when it needs, and what you're going through and all of the things, whether you're male or female, you can become the expert and you can give your body what it needs. And you might need support and you might need a wellness team and you might need to work with coaches or practitioners or a chiropractor, you know, in multiple facets. But like, it's okay to be the person that's doing the research, that's trying to, you know, understand what you need and what your family needs. Like, we encourage that. We want, you know, our clients and our patients to feel like they know their bodies better than anybody else. And you're going to know what your body is trying to communicate with you when you become more intentional about your lifestyle and more intuitive about what you're putting into your body. And not because you want to be, you know, hyper fixating on everything, but because you truly want to be somebody that, you know, knows your body and what your body needs and how it responds to the different things you put into it. And that is important, because if we can understand that, then we can understand so much about ourselves and what we need, you know, when our bodies are communicating to us.
Another thing is the culture. Right now, everybody's so heavily influenced by everything they see. This influencer is telling me to take this supplement, and this one's telling me to take this supplement. But nobody really looks into why they should be taking this supplement. Like, does your body even need this? It's like a catch 22 because nobody's really researching anything and you're just doing it because you saw something cool on TikTok, you know?
Yeah. I think to that, you know, even in the holistic world, like I talked about, you know, previously, we can, even the holistic world, get into that quick fix kind of mentality. So mm-hmm. I think it can be hard to try to start and overwhelming to try to start listening to your body. And I think that's why us as providers are here for you. And if you have a provider that is just like, oh, take this, take that, do this, do that, and it's just always a one answer approach, shop around. It doesn't seem like that provider is the one for you, but there are, you know, there are practitioners out there that will kind of dive deeper into lifestyle management.
And Janelle and I, you know, as gut health specialists, like we are able to encourage people to test, not guess. And, mm-hmm. and again, we talk about our stool, like, what does your poo say about you? It says a lot of things about you and it can tell you, you know, what kind of bacteria you have going on inside of you. It can tell you whether or not you're absorbing the supplements and the nutrients that are in your body, whether or not you're breaking things down properly. If your gut, you know, has any sort of antibiotic resistance, if you are struggling, you know, with certain overgrowths of species that could cause other diseases down the road, if you don't, you know, get all of that under control and really work to balance and diversify your gut microbiome. And so we're going to talk more about that and deep dive in on that in our next episode. But we really, really encourage people, you know, to spend more time getting to know their bodies. And again, there's something you do every single day, your kids do every single day, that reveals so much about what's going on with you from the inside out. And we have access to amazing resources that can help us navigate and really look at and take a deep dive, you know, at what's going on just from a stool sample, and give you a whole picture from the inside out based on your bio-individuality, which is super
cool. Yeah, so we look forward to discussing that more in depth next episode. And thank you, ladies, so much for joining me here today. I look forward to meeting you back here next time to talk more about gut health and to share with everyone the small, little, detailed things that you can do within your life, day-to-day life, to help support your gut. And yeah, so we'll see you back next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.